And at this time in our pregame show, visiting with Sandhill Setford girls head basketball coach Kale Anderson, who joins us. Well, Coach, first off, congratulations on making it to the state tournament. I'm sure you're very proud and happy for what your girls' team has achieved.
Yeah, it's been a really good year for us, I think, so far. I really couldn't be happier. We lost a few games, but I think it kind of put us in our place, too. So there's no such thing as really a bad loss so far, but hopefully we can just keep it going come state time.
Coach, talk a little bit about the excitement of playing the district final on your home court and winning it on your home court in front of your home fans. I know community support is big for area schools, and I'm sure you're very appreciative of all the support that you've received.
Yeah, that game down in Dunning the other night, that was huge. I sure don't remember having a game with that many fans on our side for a long time, especially since the streamings came along. That's kind of changed the way fans view the games, and that's fine, but it's there's a whole different atmosphere. It's loud. The girls loved it, I think. I hated coaching in it, but it was fun to play in, I'm sure.
Coach, was there a time that you felt during this season, hey, you know what, I think I've got a team that can make it to the state tournament? Was there a feeling? What was it even when you were preparing for the season, or was there a time during the season that you're like, hey, you know what, something special can happen this year?
I think all of us kind of knew we had the pieces to go together. We just didn't quite know how to piece them together. You know, that Ogallala win was pretty big for us, set us in the right direction. And then we went to a Ravenna tournament and had a loss there to a pretty good Shelton team. And I thought kind of after that, you know, we skidded every now and again, but I think finally now we kind of got all the pieces going, and that almost loss to Mullen kind of woke us up and kept us alive, I think, the rest of the year.
Coach, talk about what you believe the strength of this year's team is.
Our strength, I mean, we like to run and gun, that's for sure. We try to make it a crowd-pleasing performance, and, you know, Dale Hakey in the middle, she's probably about as good as it gets for a D2 post, so that sure helps out.
You talk about Dale. It's not very often in my time doing this, which has been a little while now, you don't see too many girls in D2 averaging a double-double, and she has done that for you. But what has impressed me as we've watched your team develop, the pieces around her seem to have gotten better during the course of the year, too. Do you feel that way?
Oh, 100%. You know, last year we couldn't score outside hardly at all, so it was tough when they took Dale away. This year, if they want to take Dale away, we got, you know, two, three, sometimes four shooters on a good night that can we can tear people up on the outside. Then we had Charles Lee the other night come out of nowhere and hit a couple threes, so that really helped out too.
You get to play your first tournament game this season at Pinnacle Bank Arena. That I'm sure that will be a thrill. Can you just talk about knowing that you're going to play in the in PBA at state?
I really like how they redid it, so now if the kids can go there and play either that or Devaney the first round of state, I think that's awesome. I know a lot of kids have made state and never got a chance to play at the big stage, so I think it's cool. You know, it's it might be a shell shock for a lot of teams. I'm sure we'll be one of them, hopefully not, but we'll see. But I think it's awesome how they do it now.
Let's talk about your opponent. You get Howells Dodge in the first round. They're one of those teams where the phrase "don't let their record fool you" really stands out. They're 13-10, but boy, they played a very competitive schedule. Talk about them, how you've prepared for them, and what'll be the keys for Sandhill Setford.
Yeah, 100%. They play up about as much as a D2 schedule can get, I think. They're playing C1, C2 schools constantly, so they're very good, even with a couple losses. That's definitely not something to look past for sure. And, you know, as for us, they shoot a lot of threes. They have a big girl in the middle that can get up and down for a few minutes at a time. They shoot strong inside, but I think we take away their 3 points and not let them get hot, I think we'll get ahead of them. But if they start getting hot, it's going to be trouble, I think, the whole game.
Well, Coach, congratulations on all of the success up to this point, and we wish you and the girls the best of luck in Lincoln.
Thank you. Thank you guys for the coverage. We appreciate it.
Coach Kale Anderson joining us in our pregame show on KBBN Radio.